Step into your body. See what you saw. Hear what you heard. And feel the feelings. That's it right there. Be healed! I'm sorry.
It's okay. I want it out.
Okay, think it one more time.
Okay.
When you're being really self-conscious.
Okay.
Got it? Step into it. See what you saw. Hear what you heard. And feel the feelings of being totally self-conscious. Got it? But you healed.
Okay.
Okay. Now try it again. Try to think of another time when you were being self-conscious. Try.
Okay.
Okay. You got it?
Got it.
Got it? You sure?
Got it.
You sure? You don't look self-conscious to me. Try it. Step into it. See what you saw. Hear what you heard and feel the feelings of being healed. I'm sorry. It was either that or stick my fingers up your nose. Be healed. And I kind of pull the demons out, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. Here's what I want you to do. Can you think of a time when you felt really relaxed or at ease in talking with somebody? Really?
Yes, I can.
Okay. As you step into that time, I want you to step right into it, see what you saw at the time, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being totally relaxed with that person. Got it? Mm-hmm. Step right into it. I'm just going to touch you right there on the arm. Step right into that, just feeling right on, feeling at ease. Good. Step back out. Break the state.
Okay.
I want you to think of another time where you felt just so comfortable being yourself, so comfortable, so at ease.
Got it?
Step into it. See what you saw at the time. Hear the sounds around you and feel the feelings of being right there, right now. And I want you to stack that right on top of those other feelings of comfort and calmness and ease, being really right on your game. Good. Excellent. Good. Come on back. Think of one more time like that.
Got it?
Step into it. See what you saw. Hear what you heard. And feel the feelings. That's right there. Feel the feelings of being right on the top of your game. Right on. Good. Step back out. Excellent. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. If you would stand up with me here. I want you to stand right here for a second. Okay. And what I'd like you to do is I want you to imagine a plexiglass shield in front of you.
Okay.
And I want you to imagine looking through that plexiglass shield. And on the other side, I want you to imagine that you see the perfect John Andre, that ideal John Andre, interacting with Delilah easily, with the same ease that you interacted before with others in the past. Haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes. And imagine seeing that ideal John Andre interacting the way that you would interact. You know, and as you watch that now, just watch him interacting with ease and with comfort. And as you watch that ideal John Andre interacting with ease and with comfort, my question for you is this. Don't you think that he has something to teach you?
Yes.
Yeah? In terms of being at the top of your game?
Yes.
Yeah. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, I want you to imagine raising that plexiglass shield right now. And I want you to take that ideal John Andre right inside. Right inside. And feel it through every cell of your body. Mm-hmm. Yes. Feel that ease. Feel that comfort. The ability to be right on it, right at the top of your game. Yeah? And now I want you to associate it, looking through your own eyes. Imagine interacting with Delilah in a new way. Feeling the comfort, feeling the ease right at the top of your game. And notice how good that feels inside. Got that? Notice how good that feels inside. That's right there. Hear the voices deep within congratulating you on the changes that you're making at the unconscious level. Good. That's a nice shirt. Did you get that at Structure?
No.
Burlington. Oh, Burlington. Okay. Come on back up for a second. Okay. How you feel?
I feel good.
Good. Good. You know what's interesting is I had a guy that came to me one time for like he was having it didn't last very long, but he had this challenge interacting with women in particular. It was a terrible problem. And what he said to me was that he had always thought in the past that it was like he had to meet up to their standards or something like that. And interestingly enough, what he came to me and he said later, he said, you know what learning I really got? The learning that I really got was, hey, this is my life. And I'm not auditioning or hiring for somebody else. I'm not filling somebody's role. He said, I'm out there auditioning for me. Who's going to fill that role in my life? And when he shifted his perspective of being somebody vying for that job or vying for that thing that they really had to get and had to prove themselves for, to, hey, no, other people have to prove themselves for me because this is my world. So, and in my world, they're auditioning for the role in my life. Yeah. And when he got that, you know what happened? Was that he brought in the perfect person who he respected and treated with respect and who met all the things, all the criteria that he was looking for in the relationship, which was just really weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as you think about it now, how do you feel about your ability to talk with Delilah?
I feel like I have to give it time to let it unfold to see what she has to offer. I mean, that's funny. I was just having this conversation myself this morning. I feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I know because I'm feeling more comfortable with myself, and I am realizing that it's just old behavior that isn't who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stuff. That's what I realize.
How do you know you're feeling comfortable with yourself?
Because I find myself I think it's because I'm realizing that it's I don't know, I'm being comfortable with myself. Because I'm thinking things through. I'm realizing that I should be comfortable with myself. There's no reason why I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't really make any sense for me not to be comfortable with myself because of how far I've come and what I'm doing currently right now. That it makes sense I'm comfortable with myself because of the knowledge I have. And also, it just makes sense that I'm comfortable with myself.
Okay, so what I want you to do is close your eyes for a minute.
Okay.
And I want you to imagine stepping out to some indefinite time in the future where in the past that old problem might have limited you or held you back. And notice what happens for you now.
Hold on. Got it.
Okay. What happens for you now?
I see thought. Limitation just kind of floating around and me just kind of looking at it, identifying limitations, and then knowing what to do on it as far as using my tool belt of skills, seeing it, and then just going, okay, what's that? And dissolving it.
Yeah. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take that thought, take that limitation,
okay,
and I want you to make it a small, dark dot.
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to take that thought and I want you to send it right up into the sun. And just allow it to go right into the sun and
got
just
it.
Become inflamed in the sun. And disappear. And now I want you to step out to another indefinite time in the future. Where in the past that old problem might have hindered you or held you back. And notice what happens for you now. What happens?
I see myself recalling back to times, resourcing back to times that I've actually been challenged with this before, and breaking through.
Yes. How do you know?
Because I'm seeing myself
being healed. What are you seeing? I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're seeing yourself.
I was seeing myself doing paperwork. I was developing the next day's show for my show.
Okay. Yeah. How do you feel about your ability to interact with Delilah now? Is that something you can do?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. There's I want to be completely congruent with that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do see myself interacting with her on a much more comfortable scale. I see anything that if I'm speaking with her, I and you know what? I think everything's just fine the way. I think everything's just cool. I don't see any problems.
Yeah. Don't dodge it if there's an issue. If there's an issue, tell me.
I know, and I'm trying to figure it out what it is. Because I want to. Yeah. There is something I can't pin it. What it is, I'm trying to identify it, just like you. I'm trying to identify it. I don't want to dodge it. Trust me. It's just being relaxed. That's what it is. I definitely know that I can do it. There's something I feel like I might blow it by getting impatient and doing the behavior again, where I just kind of have like a
yeah.
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 So it's. I think it's. I don't know if that's true or not. Though I have to just go out and find out.
Yeah. What would happen if you did blow it?
If I did blow it?
Yeah. Just curious.
I would think, oh man, I got to do more work. That's all. That's all I'll say to myself. I think it's cool though. I think it's. I don't know. Until I actually go out and